I'd call him a Heinz special.
Okay, anything else besides that?
Oh, a Kerr, maybe.
Okay.
But would
you use the term might ever?
Oh, it might. I would
not so much.
I wouldn't be likely to, probably, okay. But...
Now, are there any terms you would use for naming an orphaned calf or lamb or horse?
Term bum lamb or bum horse.
That's the term then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here's one.
Bum lamb or bum calf, I mean.
Any special terms for animal excrement? For like, you know, what cows leave out on the trail or...
Well, you hear them called cow pies or meadow muffins or...
Okay, cow pies, meadow muffins. Anything like that for sheep or for other...
Sheep, road apples for horses.
Road apples, okay. That's great.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now we can move on to wild animals, now that we're away from the domesticated ones. What would you call a wild horse, or are there names for wild horses?
I'd just call him a wild horse, I guess.
Okay, would that be different than a bronco? Okay. What kind of animals do you have around here? Wild animals, little.
Oh, we have deer and antelope.
This is where the deer and antelope play.
Yeah.
Okay, and even smaller than that, like rodents or.
Oh yeah, we've got ground squirrels. And skunks and coyotes and badgers and.
Okay. Do you have prairie dogs?
Some, not many anymore. There are some left, not many.
Are there any other terms for prairie dogs besides just that?
I don't think of any.
Okay. What about, and do you have chipmunks?
Not here. You get into the mountainous country, you have chipmunks.
This is another definition term. What would you call it? What type of animal would you call a gopher?
Well, a squirrel.
Okay, so
it's a ground. That's the only. They are all ground squirrels here. You know, you got different types of squirrels, but they're all ground squirrels here. So we'd just call them a squirrel, probably.
Okay, but it's not like the kind of gopher they have in Minnesota, where they're, you know, about knee high. Or, they call themselves the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have any of those here?
No.
Are there any of those sort of mid-sized ground animals? Have you ever heard the term pop gut or pot gut?
No.
Okay, maybe just one of mine. I've heard that one. No one else has.
Is that right?
Yeah. How about... You go up in the mountains, or there?
Well, there's a marmot, what they call a marmot. He might be what you call a mid-size. I don't know.
Okay. How big is a marmot?
Oh, like a muskrat, or maybe a little bigger, about that size.
Okay. Let's see. If you go up in the mountains, you occasionally see some other types of. Are there any other kinds of animals, you know?
Well, you got your deer and elk, and depends on where you are, elk and moose and even buffalo in some places.
Have you ever heard of anything like a woodchuck?
Yeah, I don't
really.
I don't know. You might have some in the mountains. I don't know.
Have you ever heard the term rock chuck?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it means.
Okay. And ground chuck? It's maybe something hamburger.
No.
All right. There's another animal, sort of like between a chipmunk and, you know, like Rocky the Flying...
Squirrel.
Okay. You have those around here?
No.
Really? Okay.
Well, what do you mean? No flying squirrels. We got two different types of ground squirrels.
Uh-huh.
One of them's sort of a